Let's see. Let's see what he has to say. He's pissed.
He's talking too much shit. He got his ass whooped.
Glass half full Nola.
Glass half full Nola. So shout out to them. So basically what they do, very simplistic, a simple way to put...
Whoa.
Do you remember the chainsaw ride at the SCM fair?
I was terrified of this.
Nobody will know. I actually might have to cut this out.
probably.
No, we're leaving it in. It's a joke. It's a comedy podcast. The joke.
Is it though?
There's always some underlining truth in a joke.
Sometimes I feel like some that's such a feat. Yeah. Some do it with the feet. I shoot and skeet. Yeah. No shake my hand or reap. I'll throw the beats, I go to sleep and show my reach. Ask for treats. Silent sweep, fill my wrath to peace. It's my greed. Spinning round my head. Got Fred, leave it red, made it red. All the blood I bled, all the butt I'm breaking bread. Through a flood and now I'm dead. Hear a thud, it's time to shed. My outer shell went through a living hell. Now I'm here to dwell in my cell. Steady yells, all that you can spill. Made of a depressing cell. Haven't reached my perfect cell. Powered up, I don't feel well. Throwing up, I'm a f***ing tell.
It should be my meat. Then I go right to sleep.
But okay, we're going to go ahead and get started with the episode. We got a phantasmalist, I don't know what that word was, fantastic episode for you. I've been, I think that derived from my Rick and Morty sessions I've been having. I missed out on the whole Rick and Morty phase whenever that was coming out. And I'm almost done with the whole entire series now.
Rick and Morty.
Dude, pickle Rick, bro.
Rick.
Dude, I finally watched the origin of the Pickle Rick story, and it's have you seen all of Rick and Morty? Dude, it's amazing.
He's an animal. Does not give a single fuck.
And that's
about anything.
Dude, and it's
not even his own kids.
No, and he's like said it many times before. He's like, I don't give a fuck about y'all. But there's infinite clones. I don't give a shit. I have infinite needs. Who gives a fuck about anything? But it really earned its trope or whatever, its comparison or its meme as being like the smart comedy or the smart type. Because you know how everybody would refer to Rick and Morty fans as like being weird and really higher above everybody else because they put that comedy, they put that show above. They're like, oh, I'll watch Rick and Morty. I'm smart as fuck type shit. And it's really, really smart humor.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they break the fourth wall, and they're talking about so many things that are just, that blow my mind that they would talk about it.
You gotta catch it, too, yeah.
Yeah, you can't just mindlessly listen to an episode. There's so many things that you'll miss, and I love it. The comedy is fantastic. I actually watched the voice actor of Rick. A voice actor of Rick and Morty. I forgot his name, but there was a voice acting session where he got really drunk, and it was just showing him recording some of the voices, and bruh, it was so fucking funny. He says he actually takes shots of tequila before he does the Rick session. Because
Rick is always drunk.
Yeah, so he'll like burp and then like wipe his mouth like, and then do all that. It's authentic. It's what do you call that? Method acting? He's method acting Rick, which is a very, very, very dangerous thing to do. Oh, man. But Rick and Morty is fucking amazing. I actually saved the last episode of the last season to watch today after the episode, after we record it, which I'm going to be talking a million miles a minute because, one, we never do it in the morning, and I'm full of energy now in the morning. We got good-ass fucking lighting. I got an Alani right next to me, which I finally figured out the flavor of this one. It's the Cosmic Stardust. I've been trying to pinpoint the flavor.
Cosmic Stardust.
It's purple Skittles. Check it out. But don't sponsor us. Ghost needs to sponsor us. This is just, they were at a Ghost. So.
The betrayal.
I got this one. But it's the only energy drink that I've seen that has a particular type of sugar that I've never seen before. Sugar alcohol. It has a gram of sugar alcohol in it. I don't even know what the fuck that means.
Sugar alcohol.
But yeah, I don't know what anything means. Do you? Because I don't. But we're going to go ahead and get started
just
with the episode.
Trying to figure out life, man.
No, dude, we're on a fucking podcast talking about Infibrin and the stupidest shit. But that's the whole point of the podcast, you know?
Speak your mind.
Speak your mind. Flick your bean. Beat your meat. Go to sleep. Get you something good to eat. Okay, let's get started with the episode. Sometimes I feel like something that's such a feat. Yeah. So do it with the feet. I shoot and skeet. No shake my hand. What he said. I blow the beats. I go to sleep and show my reach. Ask for treats. Silent sweep. Fill my wrath to peace. It's my greed. Spinning round my head. Go Fred. Leave it red. Made it red. All the blood I bled. All the blood I'm breaking bread. Through a flood and now I'm dead. Hear a thud. It's time to shed. My outer shell went through a living hell. Now I'm here to dwell in my cell. Steady yells. All that you can spill. Made of a depressing cell. Okay. We did that little intro where I'm going to go ahead with the breakdown of the episode today. So last episode, which was like 2 days ago, I said that we were going to do a dream journal thing with all the fans responding. It's only been like a day, so I'm going to give that a whole week to let everybody put in their submissions. So the episode 94 will have all the dream journal submission stuff. So no dream journal today. We're going to save up and have all y'all's fucked up dreams sent up to me and King, and then we'll try to analyze it. Try to analyze the top three. Oh Jesus Christ, the peanut butter has gone away.
Yep.
That's Prince, by the way. I know you heard him in the last two episodes.
My beautiful hard-headed dog. It's mostly my fault too. But
you reap what you sow, and yeah. Prince reaps what he sows, and he's sowing right now.
It's a work in progress.
But we'll have him on as a guest next time. So,
yeah. So I promise you, he will not stop trying to talk to you guys.
No,
I mean talk. I mean bark.
No, he's gonna talk your bark your head off like he's doing right now.
All night.
All night. All day. All night.
My personal alarm clock.
He'll let you know, bro. But yeah, we got the Gramps basement. We're gonna do some catching up on the Big C the Don. We actually got a comparison video, a battle, if you will, between the musicians, Harry Mack and Blind Fury. So me, Wesley, and Morgan, the previous co-hosts of the show, have all watched this video. It's this guy called Blind Fury. Dude's blind, legally blind, and he raps freestyles like a fucking maniac. He's fantastic. One of the best freestylers I've ever seen. And, as I've said about Harry Mack, he's one of the best freestylers I've ever seen. So we got a video back to back. We're going to listen to him. And let's get started. But first, we have to do a little soundbite.
Spell red.
I think this was coming.
L-S-T-E-R.
There we go. You got to love it. It's beat bringing us in.
Slapper every time.
Beat bringing us on in. All right, so let's get started. It's Harry Mack. Shout out.
All right, so let me get like a random word to inspire my freestyle. Something challenging.
Spontaneous.
Keep your eye on the bucket hat head.
Lincoln Memorial, that makes sense. All right. Spontaneous, Lincoln Memorial.
Legwork,
hell yeah.
Dude vibes right, looking like no other person
Let's
I've ever
it.
Seen.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Spit up the top till my brain just busts. All of my lyrics spontaneous. I am the one they excited about. Do it off top, I don't write it out. Yeah, kill it off top, I'm my own. If my flow is spontaneous, I'm in the moment. Everyone loving my flow. I got my man dancing and yelling out, whoa. Hey, man, I grab the mic, let's do this. I told my man I got my own beat. So you speak and you're gonna have to mute this.
Dude, that flow is impeccable.
I'ma kill the game, I'm the cause. Then these other MCs need guards. He was like, hold up, wait a minute, press pause. Hold it with ammo. My music comes like a camel. My shit is off of the handle. Shout out to my girl who be rocking the camo. Man, I've been coming right though. Peace to my fans, I support
you. Dude, those guys are mine.
I'm with the L freestyles in front of the Lincoln Memorial. Tell me the man, what is your name? Fitting so fast that you miss if you blink it. Every time that I'm on the track, I've been keeping it honest. I'm feeling like Lincoln. Yeah, y'all know my rap for the people who be chilling in the residential. But when it comes to rhymes off top, I'm advanced.
I'd be doing the same thing, bro.
Clutches, that's what he rests. Shout out to my man in the white kicks and the black jeans and the V-neck. Every time I rhyme, I make your head hurt. My man is hitting up the
gym and doing leg work.
Oh, man.
My lyrics sounded hot. They doing leg work, cause when I bust, they got a squat.
Oh!
I'm off the top. Coming through to do my thing. Yeah, every single lyric they claim.
He blows my mind every single freestyle I see.
Y'all know they really can't fuck with that. My man is just king. All on top of your bucket hat. But this is the truth. My people be loving the sound.
Okay.
If this is a hat of a king, it's not a bucket hat, this is a crown.
Oh! Y'all know. Made him fucking jump off the seat.
The tiger stripes, but I never seen the tiger that's red. Coming up the top with the blood I can't fuck with. Rappers trying to diss Mac, but honestly, it's just more tears in the bucket.
Ooh.
Way too nice with my flows. Hey, yo, this dog, it got a pumpkin for a nose. Sage Mac, man, y'all know that my shit's scary. My name is Harry. So to up there, they gon' compare me. I kill it when I'm filling up the top of the team. Every time I'm rhyming, I be crushing the scene. H-Mac shining kind of like high
beams. They're blowing their entire mind.
H-Mac coming up the top. And y'all know that they couldn't really diss, bro. Let me see what it says on your shirt. Shout out to man, no official. I'm about to rap for the brand. Crushing everywhere that I stand. I kick the passionate raps. I needed reactions like that. I'ma crush the mic in the craziest way. Shouts my peeps in DC. Thanks for making my day.
Bro, it's like he can have a conversation.
Yeah.
Like rapping. Because he was just saying, I needed reactions like that. And he was just making an outro to his own freestyle and making it all rhyme.
He can make a whole album by just doing freestyle. Honestly.
Fucking insane, man. You see, play like the first 15 seconds. Dude in the bucket hat was just like pretty skeptical. He's like,
something challenging.
And then as soon as he started, and like that,
from a 0 to 100 real quick.
That makes sense. All right, all right. Spontaneous Lincoln Memorial. Legwork.
You see, skeptical as fuck.
Y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
Let's get it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, 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 yeah. Spit off the top till my brain just busts. All of my lyrics spontaneous.
Looking around like,
excited about. Do it off top, I don't write it out. Yeah,
right there, he's in.
My own, my flow is spontaneous, I'm in the moment. Everyone loving my flow. I got my man dancing and yelling out, whoa.
Okay, pause it. Immediately vibing in like the first fucking 15 seconds. So we're gonna do a comparison. Y'all need to comment down below, Harry Mack or Blind Fury. So let's see how Blind Fury. So he's like a completely different vibe. You know, like he's like very chill type dude. Like he doesn't go out in public and do all this stuff. He just drinks and fucking smokes and chills and does freestyles for his homies. You know. So let's see what he's got.
This better be good, man. I don't know. Harry kind of blew it out the water, but
he does. Go. Harry Mack blows it out the water every time, bro. All
right.
I wake up in the morning. Look here. I wake up in the morning and I roll my draw. And then I pull up about a half a fold. I call that a deuce in my orange juice. That's the only way to really get me loose. I drink codeine by the goddamn leader. Then I roll up a lot of goddamn reefer. Yeah, you know it's your boy. I got drank by the chug. And I be rolling up the good old bud. I like purple. I like yellow. I like to mix the red and yellow together. Cause I get real fucking sideways. Do it Monday through Friday on that stuff.
That stuff.
Yeah, I'm on that purple stuff. That stuff. I'm on that. Hey, I'm not now riding on the train, but I'm feeling good. I ain't feeling no pain. On my way to 106 BET. Yeah, everybody gonna see me on TV, but I don't really give a fuck.
I got my double cup,
and I'll be sipping out of it with.
I love it, man. You see, he's like a completely really different vibe. Like he like mellow, sings like and smooths like fucking R&B shit. But he this was way like a way more mellow Blind Fury. Yeah. I'll show a. He actually does battle raps and stuff, and he's been on like competitions and shit. I just love that clip because I played it from Morgan one time, and then whenever he said the double cup part, Morgan fucking flipped out and it made me laugh. But y'all need to comment down below, Harry Mack or Blind Fury, and then we're gonna have another competition, another mysterious guest or mysterious feature that I'll show next podcast. So comment down below. Let's get running with the rest of the shit.
And now she won't even spare a passing glance.
So have you ever seen this?
No, but I already know.
Dude. I've never seen a rip. Oh,
God.
In a pant.
What?
I've never seen someone rip their pants that bad.
And jump up that fast. Like.
Dude, his whole... Dude, his whole asshole. Dude, why are you freeballing in the fucking gym, man? Is that a thing? Do people freeball in the gym like that?
Dude,
that dude just have on fucking spandex shorts. Dude, that girl. Look at the girl's reaction. Whenever he does that. Try. She walks away from the scene.
Just like,
I just saw this hairy man's asshole.
This is not the vibe.
He pops up so fucking fast, bro. Dude, how embarrassed would you be, though, man?
Bro, if you run out of there,
your whole ass.
I'll try to cover up as best as possible and run out that bitch.
Dude, you're squatting too, man.
Jeez.
Oh my god. All right, let's go to the next one. All right, pause it.
Oh gosh.
So read the title. So this is Big C the Don. This is our cringe filled dude that we've featured on the podcast the past three episodes, because I know King likes it so much.
Absolutely.
But he's ran into quite a problem. His abode that he tells stories and educates people in. He's read that title for the lads.
Don gets kicked out of his abode lift.
Yep. So this is the video explaining what that means. Let's see what happens.
I hope y'all are ready, because I'm not.
Oh no, that's right. I'm a public speaker. I do education. Hey guys, you know what I can do?
Someone finally called the law.
About 3 years ago,
he doesn't give a shit.
Are you listening to me?
He's still telling his story.
Can I not make this? Oh, I guess he's stopping the education. Well, fear no more. Do we have to leave, or what's happening? Anyway, I am the Don. Nice to meet you.
Can you leave the station, please?
This is my abode, sir.
You're not listening to me. I'm going to call the police for you now. I'm gonna call the police. You've been going around call the police. Station for a while.
Look at his face.
Can you leave the station now?
No, I can give you $10,000.
Can you leave the station now?
20K.
Oh, for what?
So yeah, he got kicked out.
$10,000.
No?
$20K.
Dude, you like how he does that? Steve, just... like right in front of them, those motherfuckers. He doesn't give a shit.
And he's just like confused. He's like,
he's in complete character. He's genuine. I bet he's genuinely confused because he's so much in character. He's like, they're actually trying to kick me out of my house that I teach everybody
just
in.
Flips a switch and he goes full on that.
It's amazing. All right, let's go to the next. You like that update?
That was interesting. Oh my gosh.
Right, pause this.
Oh my gosh.
I
didn't know he could fight too. He could spell and fight.
Go okay. All the way to the left, like drag the progress bar. I need you to really pay attention to what he says at the beginning. Go to the bottom, like the progress bar on the video, and then like rewind it all the way to the beginning. Okay, really pay attention to what Beat says. So Beat was in a boxing match like way back, probably like in the fucking 90s. This looks like 90s Stern or early 2000s, but let's see what he has to say. He's pissed.
He's talking too much shit. He got his ass whooped.
All right, let's see. Beat's in the corner right now, bro. Look at him standing over his opponent like a fucking god.
Chest out, everything.
Look at
Hell yeah.
See you later. I love it, man. Let's play it again.
Dreams do come true.
He's talking too much shit. He got his ass whooped.
Look at that, bro. That fucking, oh, man. The right-left fucking two-piece meal he just gave that motherfucker.
Who's the other guy? Just some random...
I don't know. I think it's Dominic. He's been known to convince Howard Stern that Beetle thinks that he shits in his own pants. I know too much Stern lore. You should see the folder I have on my hard drive. It's just Stern videos, so many. All right, that was a beat update. We like to keep beat in our pod every like 10 episodes, because you know he's
the goat.
Yeah, he is, exactly. All right, next one.
Whoa. I.
God damn, dude, that's a fully committed motherfucker right there.
I mean, was he? I don't get. Was
he was trying to lift? Like, that's how you land whenever you're trying to go on something high. He just right there. He committed 100%. He thought, or he knew he was gonna make that.
Okay, so he was trying to go that way.
Oh yeah, he was trying to get up on that bitch.
Damn,
he's like, if I fall, I fall. I'm gonna try it though. He tried it, dude. Imagine if he made that though.
I'm sorry. I'm still. I'm just like,
dude. He's
hurting.
He drove. He like tackled a concrete floor. He put his shoulder down into a concrete floor. Boom.
You can hear it too.
Yeah, you can hear the breath thump coming out of him. God
okay,
damn.
Okay.
Dude, because right, he hits it and then that propels him into the ground even faster. All right, let's go to the next one.
RIP, my dude.
Yeah, dude.
He definitely needs some milk.
Yeah. All right, but pause it. Do you remember the chainsaw ride at the STM fair?
I was terrified of that shit.
That I finally found, because I'll always see state fair shit. Like, I watch food reviews, and I'm always on the lookout for the chainsaw ride. But I think it's so dangerous that they don't having it.
It looks all rusted up and shit. I was just like, I'm not going on that.
Dude, I went on that ride so many fucking times.
Yeah, you
times.
Loved it. And then you finally convinced me, and I was just like, never again. Like, everything was just rattling and... Screws are falling apart, and I was like, and you're just shaking it, and I'm like,
yeah, because you had this like route, you had this technique that you would go forward, go back, and then before the ride even started, you're going like, foom, 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 foom. Dude, I remember I did 10 times back to back to back to back, and I just
see
loved
how you
it.
Throw up.
I don't know. I have a horrible stomach. I don't know why I didn't throw up. I think my adrenaline overpowers that because I love it so much, but. Let's watch this lady's reaction. So it seems, look, her eyes are closed for the audio listeners, and she seems to be passed out.
Yeah.
So let's see how this goes. Very violent ride to be passed out in. Wait for it.
Whoa.
She came to and then realized.
And then...
That is a scream of pure and utter terror.
it's like one of those dreams when you wake up just falling off a cliff or something, or from the sky, and you're just like...
Yeah, dude, imagine the dreams that you were talking to me about last episode. Imagine if instead of you falling and waking up right before, you just wake up in a chainsaw ride going, like, you look
like
over,
it's
and
not
it's
a dream.
Me.
Yeah.
And it's me, and I'm like, yo, what's up, dude? And you're like, no. And I'm like, come on, dude, just lean forward, lean backward. And you're like, no, I can't control my body. I can't, no. And then you wake up. All right, let's play it again. I need to see that. She passed out because she's so terrified.
Sierra. Jeez.
Oh man,
she's never riding that again.
No, dude, that's trauma right there. My God,
no, sorry.
All right, let's go to the next. All right, pause it. So I have two shout outs that I want to do at the end of this Gramps Basement. Kind of a shout out, kind of a like admiration to where to like I really fuck with their stuff. So we have a resale like vintage type video game, like N64, all the old retro shit. They sell it through this account or this brand. Read that TikTok handle right there. Does it say their actual TikTok?
What, the DMC underscore?
No, like the icon that's like right next to his hand. Oh, what does that say? I don't think that's the full name. But I'll put the full name up here. I think it's like DK Oldies.
DKOLDIES.
Oh, okay. So they do have it. DK, yeah. So Oldies. DK Oldies. They make really creative videos showing the process of them shipping out old games, and it's really fucking creative. So this is just showing what kind of consoles they sell, and honestly, it makes me fucking hard as shit. God, because I love retro games like this. I mean, you know, I've been collecting that shit forever. I have the Atari 2600, the Sega Genesis, the PS1, the PS2. I don't have a PS3. I have a, I don't have a Dreamcast. I need that. I have an N64. I have an Xbox. I have a 360, and the list continues. And this guy is probably gonna make me fucking break my bank. So. Let's see all the consoles he has.
Oh yeah, we've got PS1, PS2, PS3, and 360, GameCube, Wii, every flavor of DS and PSP.
Look at all of
Game
that,
Boy,
man.
Game Boy Pocket, Game Boy Micro, Game Boy Advance, Game Boy Color, Game Boy Advance SP, and of course, NES, SNES, and N64.
Look at all that, man. Damn. It's like a whole fucking warehouse. And
great pause advertisement.
Great question.
And they,
comes in with the spin.
Dude, they get really creative with it. They'll be like, order number 57 wanted the Pokemon package, and then they'll show everything, and it's so neat and so organized, and the marketing is really on point. Y'all are doing an amazing job, and I hope we can collab someday or do something, because I'll probably be buying from y'all very, very, very soon, because that Game Boy SP, all those Game Boys just really... I'm probably going to go to your website after this podcast, to be honest. But shout out to them. So this these other lads, go to them. Go to the next video.
Comparing games and their sequels.
Read their TikTok handle. Because I wanted to do like a little challenge.
Go back
to the beginning.
The Vintage Voyagers.
Vintage Voyagers. So I've actually hit them up in the DMs, and we have something in the works. Hopefully we can do a collab very soon. They don't sell their stuff. They do have a PS2 giveaway that I'm probably going to enter by the end of this podcast. Shit, I'm getting too much into the retro games. But they actually, so basically their account is just revolved around retro games and oldies and stuff like that. And they make games like, do y'all remember the Grand Theft Auto 3? And then they'll make a whole like, I don't know. It's just really organized and really pleasing to watch. And they make videos like this comparing sequels, being like, do you like the original Star Wars Lego trilogy or the new one? So let's actually go through that. So every time they hold up two games, me and you are going to say which one we like more.
Comparing games and their sequels.
Pause it. So like pause it whenever he holds up both of them. I actually never played NBA Street. All right. So Star Wars 2 and the original Saga. Did you play those two whenever you were a kid?
I think I played the one on the right. If memory serves me right.
I got to go. That's the first one I played too, but I got to go with the second one because it's got every single person in there. Do you remember the Lego Ghost? You had to get an insane amount of money. You can get like the Obi-Wan Kenobi ghost and the Anakin ghost, and you can go through
I know what you're talking about.
You can go through all the levels, and then just you're invincible because you're a fucking ghost.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
God
about.
Damn it, dude! I want to collect all those again. Fuck, y'all are gonna make me me and Kingsley are gonna enter this PS2 giveaway, and we're gonna win a PS2, and we're gonna get that shit. Because that's one of my top co-op games that I used to play with my brothers or my cousins or whoever.
I might still have my PS2 somewhere.
I still got my beast. I never got a slim. I kept my loud ass motherfucker. It's insane, man. It's insane how that shit still works. I mean, the last time I turned it on was 2 years ago, but before that, it had been 6 to 8 years before I turned it on. Still, I haven't dusted it, or I haven't like kept up with it at all, and it's still running like a maniac. So let's go to the next one. I actually didn't play NBA Street, so I can't really have an opinion.
Yeah.
I never played NBA Street. I'm sorry.
I did play Spider. Yeah.
Dude, I mean, the second one's better because the first one, you're only on the rooftops.
Yeah. You can never go down.
But it's still fucking classic. God damn it. I love the play style of Spider-Man 2.
I love the first one.
Yeah, first one, it gave a very, I don't know, it just, it's very weird feeling, like very kind of claustrophobic because I was like, why?
Go down.
Yeah. I was like, why am I just confined to the rooftop? I mean,
it was just more mission-based than free roam.
Just on the roof. That's a very interesting concept of a game now that I look at it. Only on the rooftops. But I got to go with the second one, man. Let's see what he picks. Okay, my boy. Ooh. I still got to go with two. The nostalgia factor is raising it, and it's making me more biased. But I got to go with the bias. I'm sorry. I got to go with the second one.
Let's see.
Oh, shit, my boy. Okay. Oh, man, this
yeah.
is...
I played this.
This is actually a really hard decision for me. Because...
Which one did I... No, I played Battlefront 2, yeah. Wait, which one can you play as a Jedi? It's a Battlefront 2?
Yeah. Oh, man. I actually left a comment, a story. So for Battlefront 2, me and my cousin used to do, I used to go over to his place, and remember Mos Eisley Assault? The map that where you can play all the Jedis and face off against each other?
Mm-hmm.
So we would go on that, and I would be on the enemy team, or the Sith. Jesus, I just had an aneurysm. Me and him would go on the Sith, and then I would be Jango, and he would be Boba. And then, you know how it's just like a free-for-all? It's just team deathmatch?
Yeah.
We would make it out to be a mission. We would go on the rooftops, and then since they just have jetpacks, we would be like, it would be assassin missions, basically. We'd be in spec ops. We'd be like, all right. Tango down. We got Obi-Wan Kenobi in our sights. We got to track him down. And then we go rooftop to rooftop and then just chase after. It was amazing. The imagination of being a kid. Phenomenal. But I fucking remember the loading map screen of Battlefront 1 so vividly. It's like, if somebody matches
just like
up.
Space or something?
No. It's the same shit. It's just different maps, and two is just a little bit more refined in the combat aspect. It's got a lot more shit. It's got like Jedi Assault and a whole bunch more. But honestly, both 1 and 2 are amazing games, and it's really close for me. But I gotta.
This should be a tricky one.
I gotta go with 2.
All right, let's see what we got.
Is it even a question though? Fuck. Oh man, he's hitting me with Sly. Oh, fuck. Did you play Sly Cooper?
Yeah, but there was one part I could never beat when I was younger, and I just quit.
Dude, I don't think I ever beat the second one. I remember just beating the first one, and it was so fucking hard for me to do. But fuck, man. Just because I haven't replayed them, I remember the first one the most, and the feeling that game gave me, playing it just... is amazing. So I'm gonna have to go with the first one. What about you? It was the first one the one you got stuck on?
The one on the right.
Oh, okay. So you'll probably go with the first one, huh? Let's see what he chooses. Oh man, I didn't play that much of 3. I didn't play that much of 3. But he has 2 over everyone. All right. Some very very good choices. Very good game matchup. I need to play Street because I'm probably gonna get roasted for not playing NBA Street. But yeah, shout out to those two lads. Go give them a follow. We're gonna put their handles up on the screen in the description down below. Hopefully, we got some works or some something in the works. I forgot how that saying even goes. I was on Twitter the other day, And you know how in Louisiana, the coastline is just going away, mm-hmm. like at a very rapid rate. So I found this company, it was on the trending, and what they do, read the, it's called Glassful NOLA, right? The website address?
Oh, Glass Half Full NOLA.
Glass Half Full NOLA, so shout out to them. So basically what they do, very simplistic, a simple way to put this, they get recycled glass, they crush it up, make it into sand to put it in, to put it back into the coastline, to restore it. Like how insane is that concept? Wow. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I just thought that was so fucking interesting. So go all the way down. Let's keep scrolling. There are like two Tulane students, right? It's in that first paragraph.
Seniors at Tulane.
Yeah, and they thought of the idea after like a glass of wine or some shit. So scroll all the way down to where it has like mission statement. You gotta keep going. Keep going. Yeah, see, that's what a jar of... Yeah, our mission and vision. So converting glass into sand and glass color. So read that paragraph right there for me.
Our recycling process involves diverting used glass products from landfills and sorting, sifting, and ultimately converting them into sand products ranging from super soft, beach-like sand to glass gravel. The final products are used for coastal restoration projects, disaster relief efforts, eco-construction, new glass products, and so much more. The applicants for sand are truly endless.
Isn't that so fucking cool, though? That's fucking... It blows my mind.
So those two people, like, thought of this? Or?
Yeah, yeah. And then, obviously, I don't know, I'm not very business savvy in how that goes about and how they ask for all the shit to make all of this stuff happen. But, yeah, it started out with two people and a vision. We're
in class, it's a sand and glass. Damn.
To restore, because, dude, I don't know what the percentage is, but I don't really feel like looking that up right now, to be honest.
Go green.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's not even, it's not even going to the extreme in going green. You know what I mean? That all of that rhymed, what I just said. But it's literally just sifting all the glass from the landfills and then making use out of the glass that would just be sitting there and incinerated and not used. And it's going back to where we actually have a home in the future. To where my brother, who lives in NOLA, actually has a fucking house and it's not fucking washed away.
Yeah.
But yeah, hopefully we can do something with them or have some sort of donation or raise some money. Because I would like to...
Help the cause.
Yeah, I would like to help that cause. It's really fucking interesting to me. Reducing waste, saving, blah, blah, blah. Say anything else interesting? God damn, I forgot to do the Dak Attack with the Mac in the back of the sack. Mm-hmm. Again in the intro. Ethical and sustainable sand. Never mined nor extracted. Yeah, so it's all from recycled glass. Fighting our coastal
erosion. Yeah, you talked about that. Mitigating natural disasters.
Yeah, because if you keep... I mean, it depends on how much they're actually...
Flood. So it's supposed to minimize flooding.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
We need that here in fucking Baton Rouge, man. Shit. They said they fixed our sewer lines and then all of Essen is just underwater. Green jobs. Yeah, yeah, and that creates more jobs for people who want to recycle glass.
But so, yeah. The thing is, are people going to take the jobs?
Recycling glass. I don't fucking...
Not even that. It seems like lately... No one wants to work.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, ever since Corona is just...
That is...
Like, handouts.
That is true. I mean, I'm reimagining recycling. Okay, that's okay, just the bottom. Yeah. I'm going through that at work right now. It's just hiring people and them just wanting to be at work, just to be at work and get a paycheck, which is fine if you do the job correctly and don't fuck up. You know what I mean? Yeah. You can come here and have that attitude if you were... amazing at your job. Definitely not directed at anyone in particular. nobody will know. I actually might have to cut this out.
Probably.
Nah, we're leaving it in. It's a joke. It's a comedy podcast. The joke.
Is it though?
There's always some underlining truth in a joke. But with that being said, there's always an underlining back deck attack with the Mac at the back of the sack at the end of every single podcast. And that is the Faded track that he's blessed our ears over the last year with. So go check him out. Thanks for watching. We need to, I'll put all the handles of all the people that we shouted out. Hopefully I don't have to edit out too many Prince whining. Hopefully y'all don't hear that whenever.
Sorry about that.
I don't think he wasn't too bad. I don't think.
Yeah, I was just in the beginning, but
the last podcast he was like nonstop for like 5 minutes.
I'm kind of scared that he's quiet. He might have done
gotten out of his kennel, but
or
okay,
shit somewhere. Or
yeah, yeah. Hopefully it doesn't come to that.
We'll see in a minute.
Yeah, I mean we literally will. So on the thumbnail we might have a picture of Prince poop or Prince or whoever. I did a little intro. But I'm just rambling at this point. Go check out all the links down below. I got Rosewoods. We might have him on the podcast soon. Brandon, you know what I mean? We might have Ben on the podcast. I've been saying that, but we actually have a schedule now, and I'm actually excited, or not really excited, but really, I really fuck with my video editor right now. The new program that I have, DaVinci Resolve. The other ones that were breaking my computer, it was making it seem like my computer was shit the way that it was performing, and it's not. I mean, fucking look at it.
Yeah.
Look how beautiful that thing is.
Yeah, Southerners, your setup.
I actually did in the intro, in the beginning of every episode. I'm gonna try to do a short little setup video, like, hey, this is episode number 93, 94, whatever. This is the setup, even though I showed my bed and it's messy as shit right now, and I got like two boxes of big ass wholesale 50 bag chip boxes and Ozark water. But anyway, rambling again, we're gonna let the Deck Attack Mac Back to Sack lead us out. This is Faded Tides on SoundCloud.